Well, Marty, let's get into some news, because it seems that almost every week since inauguration, there has been some kind of protest, demonstration, and rally. So fill us in on what's been happening.
Well, Billy Huntsman has been really busy and covering different rallies, demonstrations. We had the Unity demonstration or rally here on campus, and then the ICE operation drew a large protest downtown.
Now, that was a large protest, and from what I understand, the feedback I got from it was that it was pretty well behaved, that yes, there were some protesters that blocked the street, but
it was well behaved. And in fact, all of these protests have been peaceful. But I think the police had a problem with the ICE demonstration for two reasons. They weren't notified. And the other, they said it's a safety issue when you block traffic.
Absolutely.
When you get in the street like that. And it's a safety issue for the demonstrators themselves and for the motorists as well. So that posed a problem. But there were no arrests. And everybody kind of said their piece and then went home. But that was a pretty big response to ICE. And then there was also, Edmundo, there was a Save Our Healthcare
bus
that came through town, and that drew a city councilor and a pastor from Alamogordo. And so we have those in the bulletin this week with photos. So, and we expect more too. There could well be. I'm told that there's going to be a demonstration outside of Congressman Pierce's office tomorrow. That's being Thursday, and I'm told. So I'm not sure, but we're going to find that out tomorrow.
Now let's talk about the state of the city. The mayor, what kind of picture would you say he painted?
Optimistic.
Okay.
I think he wanted to tell the crowd at in City Hall that you know, he wanted to tout some of the latest developments, the plaza downtown, and the whole downtown restoration going on. And he painted a pretty good picture of the economy, and said that that we're pretty diversified. We need to be more diversified, but he likes what he sees. And you know, you have to understand that the mayor wants to leave a good legacy for him too. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's entirely over optimistic. It's nice to see, though, his optimism.
And, I mean, are we living in the legacy years for the mayor now?
I don't know, to be honest. I think everybody in office would like to leave their city or whatever, whoever they represent, in better shape than when they came in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the county.
The county commission had a kind of a work session. They wanted to bring up the contract status of county manager Julie Brown, and those who wanted that to come to a discussion on last Monday were outvoted 3-2, so it was tabled. Any future discussion or any discussion on her contract now has been tabled to a future date. So that date has not been set. But Billy Huntsman went to that and reported on that as well. And there were a lot of citizens who were kind of perplexed, who showed up at the meeting in support of Ms. Brown, who said, why are we even talking about this now when we have three new county commissioners?
Mm-hmm.
You know, have they had a chance to really review her track record?
Absolutely.
As county manager? So,
okay. Let's move on to Jack Nixon.
Yes, the voice of the Aggies. I love Jack. I like hearing him on the radio for the basketball games now, and he's a pro, and he's been in this business now for a long time. Many people might not know, when he first came to NMSU, he left for a few years, and he kind of got burned out, he says in the article, and he went around the country in different spots, and now he's back.
Okay, and they can read all about it in the bulletin.
Yes, sir.
All right, Marty, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.